Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Apari School, and a graduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, April 17th, 1970. Barbados bars TNT Black Power Acts. On this day, April 17, 1970, the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported that the Cabinet of Barbados had placed a ban on Trinidadian Black Power spokesmen visiting Barbados. The background to this development was the ongoing civil rights protest in the United States, which had intensified during the 1960s. And the assassination of civil rights leader, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Additionally, various political, social, and student groups aligned under the Black Power agenda were also advocating for rights of Afro-Caribbean people within the region. This climaxed with the banning by the Jamaican government of Dr. Walter Rodney, a Guyanese-born lecturer at the Mona campus of the UWI. This action demonstrated the nervousness that West Indian governments felt, considering that most West Indian countries had majority black populations, who felt dominated by economically powerful white minorities. The government of Barbados was no different. Therefore, in April of 1970, when Geddes Granger and Clive Nunes of the National Joint Action Committee, NANJAC, of Trinidad, were invited to speak in Barbados, the Barbados government denied them permission to visit the country. NANJAC was leading the Black Power protest in Trinidad, and clearly the Barbados government did not want any unrest in Barbados. The Barbados government stated that, after very mature consideration, the government decided at a meeting this morning to withdraw permission for Mr. Geddes Granger and Mr. Clive Nunes to enter and land in Barbados. Mr. Edwy Talma, the acting Prime Minister of Barbados, indicated that the reason for this drastic action was because it was not in the interest of the Barbados public and the economy of the island as a whole. Then Prime Minister Barrow, who was attending a Commonwealth Heads of Government conference in Jamaica, was asked about the decision of his cabinet. The Prime Minister stated that he was embarrassed by the decision, though he did not reverse the ban on the Trinidadians in question. Political activist Eric Seeley, who had organized the visit of the two Black Power advocates from Trinidad, and had billed them to speak at a mass meeting, continued with the meeting. Before the meeting, a march was held along Broad Street, where marchers were accompanied by strong police presence. At the meeting itself, speakers strongly condemned the action of the government in banning Granger and Nunes. The actions of the Barbados government ensured that Barbados did not experience any significant Black Power protest and reflected the powerful internal and external pressures that informed the decision to ban the Trinidadian Black Power rights.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.